friends, every one of us will one day have to stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We will have to choose to go along with everybody else and bow down and worship the image that Revelation 13 speaks of, or to remain loyal and faithful to God, to be obedient to God's commandments. Now, we might sit here today and say, oh, yeah, I can do that. I have the faith. But it's a different story when you're standing on the plain of Dura, when your life is at stake. Friends, may we now have that relationship with Jesus, that faith with Jesus, that when that time comes, all we can do is stand tall, even if everybody else bows down. May we be found worthy. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith in the earth? The message of Revelation is a message to us. It's a message of events that are soon to take place. It is a challenge, God's challenge to us. Will you be faithful? Will you stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Will you refuse to compromise? Will you be faithful? Jesus said, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. My challenge to you this morning is, brother and sister, be faithful. Be faithful. And if we expect to stand for Jesus then, we must stand for Jesus now. Amen. The reason Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could stand on the plain of Dura was because they stood before the table of the king and refused to compromise their faith. They stood in the little things, and they were able to stand in the big things. So today, tomorrow, this week, let's pray and ask God to give us the faith to stand in the little things so that we can stand in the big things. Amen? Is that your desire? Well, join me as we sing our closing hymn today, Work for the Night is Coming, hymn 375. Work for the Night is Coming.